In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
What name have you given your child? And what do you ask of God's church for Thomas? You have asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training Thomas in the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring Thomas up to keep God's commandments as Christ has taught us, by loving God and our neighbor. Do you clearly understand what you are undertaking? And godparents, are you ready to help the parents of Thomas in raising him in the practice of faith? This believing community of St. John University Parish here in the city of Morgantown, are you ready and willing to help the parents and the godparents of Thomas in raising him in the practice of the faith?
We stand with you, we praise before you, O Holy Child of God. We stand with you,
we pray for you, O Holy Child of God.
Father God, you give us grace through sacramental signs, which tell us of the wonders of your unseen power. In baptism, we use your gift of water, which you have made a rich symbol of the grace you give us in this sacrament. Make this water holy, Lord, so that all who are baptized into Christ's death and resurrection by this water may become more perfectly like your Son. You have called your Son, Thomas, to this cleansing water, that he may share in the faith of the Church and have eternal life. By the mystery of this consecrated water, lead him to a new and spiritual birth. We ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. And so I ask all gathered here this day, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin? Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church, and we are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Is it your will that Thomas should be baptized in the faith of the Church, which we have all professed with you? Thomas, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thomas, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin, given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit, and welcomes you into his holy people. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. As Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so may you always live as a member of his body, sharing everlasting life. Amen. Thomas, you have become a new creation and have clothed yourself in Christ. See in the white clothes that you wear the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you by word and example, bring this dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. And we ask this through Christ, our Lord. Amen. Receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours, Thomas, has been enlightened by Christ. Thomas is to walk always as a child of the light. May he keep the flame of faith alive in his heart. When the Lord returns, may he go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us welcome Thomas.